I see a lot of times people think it's normal to have 2 to 3 bowel movements a week. You're supposed to have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, because what happens is you start recirculating estrogen if you're not having regular bowel movements. I'm going to talk about that today too. How are all these things impacting your hormones? Hey, sweet lovelies, welcome to another episode of the Hormone Lifestyle Zone. I'm your host, Meg Ricci, and I'm here to help you demystify your hormonal issues and struggles and the many little things that dance in between. So today we get to talk about a topic that is my absolute passion, and it is the root cause of so many health issues for women. We're going to have a great conversation about the gut hormone connection, because when your gut gets wonky, so do your hormones. So my intention throughout today's podcast is to help you have a better understanding and grasp of what this connection is about between your hormones and your gut. And I'm going to help you connect the dots. And what I sense with so many women is there's great confusion about what triggers hormone imbalances. You see, your hormones will never, ever be balanced if you have underlying gut issues, if you have underlying digestive issues. And what I see with so many women, you know, I do a lot of discovery calls and, you know, during the conversation, I love talking to all of you. It's so much fun. I learned so much. But what I hear a lot, the conversation starts with, Meg, my hormones, they're all over the place. They're out of balance. I don't know what to do. I've been on birth control. It doesn't work. I've tried all these drugs. I feel crappy. And I'm like, well, what's going on with your gut, love? And they're like, oh, my gut's trashed. I'm like, okay, let's take a step back here. So what happens when I work with these women that are suffering with gas, bloat, constipation, maybe they have loose stool, acid reflux, the list goes on. GERD, they're not breaking down fats, they've lost their gallbladder. They didn't lose it. It's not somewhere in a closet. It was removed. Oh, I have to do a podcast on breaking down fats and gallbladder. I want to help a lot of you prevent you from having your gallbladder removed. But getting back here, and again, you know, gallbladder issues, breaking down fats, that's a big issue when it comes to hormones. So I want to help you figure out what this is. And what I see a lot of times when I see women, you know, in their teens, in their 20s, in their 30s, having terrible PMS, cramps, heavy bleeding, fatigue. What I look at and what I hear, and I look in the medical history, I see this back history of antibiotics as a child for ear infection, sore throat, strep throat, chronic UTIs during college. This may sound familiar. And then they start popping up again. Chronic vaginitis, acne, and maybe some of you were bottle fed or had a C-section. Well, guess what happens? This influences the integrity of your microbiome. I'm going to explain a little more in a bit. Maybe some of you, maybe you've had a sister or friend, they've had fibroids. They'd had a myomectomy, but the fibroids came back. And what I see a lot of times associated with fibroids is a chronic history of constipation. I see a lot of times people think it's normal to have 2 to 3 bowel movements a week. You're supposed to have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, because what happens is you start recirculating estrogen if you're not having regular bowel movements. Here's another area. Maybe you're in your 40s. You're starting to see a change in your hormones. Maybe you're also in your 50s or 60s. I'm in that range. But what happens, maybe start happening in your 40s, is that your body composition is starting to change. You're losing muscle mass. You're gaining a puffy little belly. You have night sweats. Your libido is starting to take a nosedive. But you're also experiencing a lot of bloat. Food sits on your stomach. Maybe you have indigestion. Maybe you're burping. You've got bad breath. These are all signs. Something's going on in your gut. And here's the big one. I need to contain myself. and I did a TikTok yesterday that kind of blew up on this. I frequently see women of all ages prescribed an oral contraceptive to address many of these symptoms, the PMS-y symptoms, the tender breasts, the headaches, irregular periods, the cramps. You know what I'm talking about. Here, go on the pill. But here's the problem with that. Ladies, none of you are deficient in a birth control pill. You're not deficient in a birth control pill if you have a fibroid. You're not deficient if you have PMS, which is so easy to clear up with teenagers. I love working with teens and people in their early 20s. Super easy to clean up. The problem with a birth control pill, it's the biggest endocrine disruptor. That's right. They deplete the body of vitamins like B2, B6, B9, which is folate, which helps with healthy genetic expression. It depletes you of B12, vitamin C and E, and minerals like magnesium, selenium, and zinc, which you need for your thyroid, and can negatively impact your gut and your vaginal microbiome. So I am not a big fan of the pill in addressing these symptoms because they're also masking the underlying issues. So again, my intention, my focus here is to help you understand how your gut health influences your hormone balance. So what you eat, what you assimilate, and what you eliminate, what sits on your fork or maybe your spoon, has tremendous impact on your hormones. So the nutrients that you get, the amino acids from proteins, the fatty acids, the minerals, the vitamins, contain the building blocks for your hormones, for your neurotransmitters, for your mitochondrial energy production of every single cell in your body. It's there to help you detox. And did you know that 95% of serotonin is produced in your gut? You know, my focus is to help women have a healthy menstrual cycle because your gut and your nutrition play a powerful role in women trying to conceive and have a healthy baby. I always say to women that I work with trying to get pregnant or have quote unquote unexplained fertility issues is that your baby becomes my client. And I want to make sure that this woman is detoxing, that she has an optimal microbiome, that everything in her gut is working beautifully because each generation of women pass along to the next generation their microbiome. So your grandma gave your mom, as your mother passed through the vaginal canal and being nursed, your mom inherited your grandma's microbiome. And then your mom gave birth to you. So whatever your mom did during that time before you came into this world, before you were in your mom's womb, is influencing your microbiome, particularly if your mom had a C-section with you or if your mom didn't nurse you, your microbiome is compromised. What I am seeing now in this generation, because we are so bombarded by environmental toxins and processed foods and antibiotics, that so many people today have compromised microbiomes. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about leaky gut and dysbiosis, break it all down for you so you have a better understanding. Because it really, again, it's not just about your hormones. It's about your overall health. Symptoms in the body are just a way for you, your body to tell you, hey, something's wrong. If you're breaking out, if you're bleeding, if you're getting heavy clots, your body's just trying to tell you something's out of whack. And then when you figure out what it is, the symptoms abate. You don't need a birth control pill to do that for you. So today's conversation is about, I want to help women. I get a little, this really hits home for me. Anytime I work with a woman, I don't care if you're 15, 25, 35, 45, 55, 75, whatever. I want to enhance and improve the quality of your life for however long that is. Today's conversation, everything we discuss is also about helping women to reduce their risk, your risk, for cardiovascular issues, obesity, depression, anxiety, reduce women's risk for dementia and Alzheimer's. I want to help women reduce their risk for autoimmune disorders because most autoimmune issues involve a leaky gut. I want to help women reduce their risk for estrogen-related cancers. And I want to help women so they don't break a hip when they fall. I want to help prevent osteopenia and osteoporosis. Food is like gas in your tank. Without gas in the tank, you're going to get stuck in the driveway, or God forbid, you're going to get stuck in the freeway. And let me tell you, the roads over here in Atlanta are terrible. You don't want to be stuck out there. We can't bypass underlying gut issues. As I said, you'll never balance your hormones. And it's just not enough to give someone a probiotic. Probiotics are important. I'm a big fan of probiotics. But there's a big picture here that influences the different aspects of your gut health, which influence your hormones. I just want all my lovely listeners to know right now, there's going to be another segment. I'm going to call it part two. And the next podcast, I'm going to talk about the gut hormone reset. I'll talk at greater length in terms of an anti-inflammatory diet, supplementation, smart lifestyle strategies, and labs. But today I want to break down what's going on in your body, what's not working in the house, or if we bring Joey the mechanic in, he's going to take a look under the hood and see what's not working that's keeping you from getting out of the driveway. I love Joey the mechanic. I haven't brought him in a while. I really love mechanics. Do you know why? Because when you go to an auto mechanic, they're going to look, they're going to pop the hood, they're going to tool around the parking lot. They're not just going to go, oh, your car's clanking. I'm going to give you a new transmission. Joey, that's really expensive. How do you know I need a new transmission? Ah, it's clanking. I know you need one. Well, if you did that, you'd be like, screw you, Joey. I'm going to somebody else. Or you'd be out of a lot of money, or the transmission may have not been the issue. Auto mechanics get to the root cause of why you're having problems. And that's the way I wish doctors would think today. It's not part of their training, but hopefully that will continue to shift as people continue to get more and more sick. And obesity is on the rise in this country. A lot of health issues are on the rise. Getting back to this podcast, part two is going to be really good. Part one right here, you may want to listen to it again because I'm going to provide you with some great information. So did you know that 70 to 80% of your immunity is housed in your GI tract? The gut is the body's largest immune organ. Let me say that again. Your gut is your body's largest immune organ. So what this means is that a significant majority of the body's immune cells are located in the mucosal lining in the gastrointestinal tract, playing a crucial role in your ability to fight off infection, to have a strong, vibrant immune response. Your gut microbiome is the ecosystem of microbes that live in your small and large intestine. And essentially, a healthy microbiome is vital for a strong immune system. So when I see people that get a lot of lung infections, bronchial infections, sinus infections, frequent colds, they're getting a lot of UTIs or vaginal infections, I've got to look at the gut. Your gut is the epicenter of your immune system. Everything changes when you heal and seal the gut and when you help it flourish with really good, healthy bacteria. I know when I see these symptoms, something's going on in the gut. And do you know how I can tell also? I do a lot of stool testing. I will talk about that in the next episode. But there are markers for immunity in the stool test. And when I see those, and I actually can tell, but I love showing these labs to people to see what's really going on for them and why there's an importance to make dietary changes, lifestyle changes, and really clean up the gut. Because cleaning up the gut, it can take a few months. If you've been sick for 20 years, you'll see changes. But to really heal and seal that gut can take a bit of time, but it's profound when things change. I mean, I've had people that have had chronic diarrhea for 20 years. And I'm not making, and literally with 1 month, it was completely gone. So there's a lot of good things that we can do. Now I want to talk to you about, as I've been saying, you know, there's not enough good bacteria in the gut. When I see these people getting sick a lot, as I said, I know that this person has dysbiosis, and that's an imbalance of the good and bad bacteria. In other words, dysbiosis is an imbalance of friendly bacteria with an overgrowth of opportunistic bacteria in your GI tract. And dysbiosis can negatively alter a woman's estrogen levels, leading to recirculation and reabsorption of estrogen in a woman's body on estrogen receptor sites. And those estrogen receptor sites are your ovaries, your cervix, your breasts. So what happens if your microbiome is off, if you have dysbiosis, you have an overgrowth of bad bacteria, you can get an elevation of an enzyme called beta-glucuronidase. I see this in my labs, by the way, when I do stool testing. Well, that elevation of beta-glucuronidase actually inhibits estrogen from being excreted through the bowels. So guess what? It gets thrown back into the bloodstream and it starts recirculating, ending up on estrogen receptor sites, contributing to women having fibroids and polyps and ovarian cysts and PMS and breast cancer. Your microbiome plays such a crucial role in the excretion of excess estrogen. Your body needs a certain amount and it's going to get rid of it. This is why, and I will circle back, this is why it is essential for women, for all of you, to be having 2 bowel movements, 3 bowel movements a day. If you're constipated, oof, and you've got fibroids or endometriosis, we want to find ways to make sure that we can get your bowels moving efficiently. And I've got to tell you, when that happens, the world changes. But here's something I also wanted to point out about constipation. If you think about this, if you eat 3 meals a day, and the average for a woman is to consume between 3 and 4 pounds of food daily. If you're consuming, make it easy for me, let's say 4 pounds of food. So 4 pounds of food daily times 7 is 28 pounds of food, and you're having 2 to 3 bowel movements a week, or even if you're having 1 daily, you want to make sure that you're having healthy, solid bowel movement every day. To me, one of the most important things is to make sure that you are having healthy bowel movement. As a matter of fact, anytime I'm working with anyone, it's very hard for me to move further in detoxification and a variety of things until I get that person's bowels moving regularly. And that is always my priority. What's the leading cause of dysbiosis for women and men? The standard American diet, which is sad. The standard American diet feeds bacterial overgrowth in the GI tract because it's laden in excess sugar, refined carbs, industrial seed oil. It's low in fiber. Fiber is very important for your bowels. It's void of nutrients. You have empty calories that are making you fat, spiking your blood sugar, making you feel sick and emotionally wonky, just keeping you in a state of inflammation. I think it's 250 million Americans in this country are overweight. That's frightening. And the issue when we are overweight is that we are in a state of inflammation. Anything higher than a 30 BMI body fat, we're in a state of inflammation. What we eat influences our microbiome and also has a lot to do with stabilizing your blood sugar and insulin levels and weight loss. If you have an overgrowth of bacteria in the gut, that bacteria may be keeping you from losing weight. So many factors. It's not just one thing keeping you from losing weight. If any of you are listening to this and it sounds overwhelming, I will say this to you. If you can at the very least cut out soda. Cut out soda. Cut out those ridiculous sports drinks that have so much shit, so much crap in them. I'm sorry, a blue liquid. What liquid do you drink that's actually blue? You don't need it. You don't need sugar when you work out. You actually need protein. That's another conversation. But we have to look at our diet. Our diet is playing such a role. It's compromising our gut. It's compromising our immunity. So we become more susceptible to colds, to vaginal infections, to UTIs. Our diet is key. I will go into that more in the next episode. Other things that contribute to dysbiosis, to that imbalance of good and bad bacteria, food sensitivity and food allergies that include gluten and dairy. And I say this repeatedly, who doesn't love a bagel? Who doesn't love bread? But the reality is that we do not have the enzymes, the complete enzymes to break down gluten. And the issue with gluten is every time you eat it, it causes a little tear in the gut. And that tear takes a little time to heal. Well, if your gut continues to get compromised because of your diet and antibiotics and things, those tears are going to lead to a leaky gut. I will talk about that in a moment. I do testing on this too. I can tell if gluten is part of the picture for your inflammation. So you may want to try a few things. Cut out the soda. Cut out the gluten. See how you feel. I know it's a big change for a lot of people. I cried when I went off gluten. I love gluten. I was hooked on it. I lived in Brooklyn. And I used to remember when Barack Obama was running for president, and I would sit in Cobble Hill Park on Saturday afternoons. I would get a bagel with a lot of stuff on it, and then I'd get a large Starbucks coffee, and I'd sit in the park, and I would read the New York Times and the Post, because I love to get real information, and then I would love to look at the trash after. And I, within 15 minutes of eating that bagel, I was high as a kite. Because gluten has morphine-like qualities to it that can make you feel like you have a buzz. And it's very addictive. And then what would happen within the hour, I would crash so hard. And for the rest of the day, I just didn't feel good. But I would still go for my bagels. I haven't had a bagel in many years. What also contributes to an imbalance of bacteria, antibiotics. Antibiotics wipe out the good and bad bacteria in the gut. A round of antibiotics can actually completely trash your gut for over 6 months. That's why it's important to take probiotics. NSAIDs, Advil, Tylenol, NSAIDs, they can burn holes in your stomach, can really trash your gut. Oral contraceptives, as I mentioned, and a variety of medications. Another thing that can really contribute to overgrowth of bacteria, unresolved chronic stress. And unresolved trauma. Stress and trauma can do a terrible number on the gut. And one of the most important things that I look at, aside from constipation, when I first start working with people, I want to address your stress. I've got to find ways to buffer your stress because this is impacting your gut, your immune system, and every aspect of your well-being. Also, another thing that can set people up for dysbiosis is being a C-section baby. Being bottle fed as opposed to breastfed. Because when you enter that vaginal canal, you're getting that christening of mucus that's going in your mouth. Vaginal mucus, fecal matter, yes, people go, ooh, getting your mom's little poo, little feces is actually good for your microbiome because it just starts to build it. As I said, it all begins with what you put in your mouth and sits on your fork. And it all starts when you put that food in your mouth, you start to chew it, goes down to the stomach. The stomach starts to produce pepsin and HCL. These are digestive enzymes produced in the stomach so you can break down proteins, but it's also there to kill bacteria before it can travel any further down the GI tract. So a lot of times I see people with low stomach acid. A lot of times if you're experiencing heartburn, acid reflux, indigestion, you may have low stomach acid. So that's something that I explore with all my clients. And then once it leaves the stomach, it hits the small intestine, which is 20 to 22 feet long. And the small intestine wall, its membrane, is one cell thick. And now we get to talk about leaky gut and intestinal permeability. because if that area that is 22 feet long, the small intestine is where further digestion takes place, where we break down our food, we absorb nutrients from whatever we've eaten that day, and we send it out into the bloodstream through that one cell thick membrane. I think it's so brilliant how our bodies are designed. But here's where it gets really interesting. The cells of the small intestine are held together by tight junctions, just like this. And sometimes these junctions are referred to as gatekeepers. The gatekeeper is called zonulin. And zonulin was discovered, I think, in the past 15 years. And I actually tested that to look for this marker. And it's a protein produced by the epithelial cells in the small intestine. So when zonulin levels are elevated, guess what elevates zonulin levels? Gluten. When zonulin levels are elevated, these tight junctions in the small intestine loosen and become permeable like cheesecloth. And undigested food, bacteria, toxins pass through from the GI tract into the bloodstream, causing an inflammatory and heightened immune response. And this immune response has been implicated in almost all autoimmune disorders, including celiac, Crohn's, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and also a growing body of research. I mean, it just continues to show us that mental health disorders like depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar disorders are directly associated with a leaky gut. So that's part of the equation with many people having autoimmune issues. And dysbiosis combined with leaky gut are the major contributors of hormone imbalances. So if you do not have enough good bacteria in the gut, if your gut is leaky, because you've been on antibiotics, because you've been under a lot of stress, because you've been on different medications, because your diet is processed. These are the things that contribute. And stress, these are the things that contribute to the imbalance and the leakiness of our gut. So think about it. What you eat, what is absorbed, is sent into your bloodstream as fuel for every single cell in our bodies. That influences every aspect of who we are, including our hormones, the production of estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, T3, T4. T4 converts to T3. The gut is a place where a lot of conversion of thyroid hormone takes place. What you eat, what you absorb, what goes through the bloodstream impacts your cortisol, your neurotransmitters, your insulin, your glucose signaling. So what are some common symptoms? Again, I'm going to give you a bunch because I mentioned some, but I want to kind of roll through this to just really show you the implications of how when you have an imbalance of bacteria in the gut and when the gut is leaky and you're inflamed. So again, common symptoms of dysbiosis, leaky gut, bloating, excess gas, nausea, abdominal cramping, constipation, diarrhea, undigested food, acid reflux, heartburn. Here's a big one, ladies. UTIs, interstitial cystitis, vaginosis. This is associated with the gut, which impacts the vaginal microbiome. Chronic fatigue syndrome, hormone imbalances, your PMS, your PCOS, your infertility, how you transition from having a menstrual cycle during your reproductive years into perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. Again, mental health issues that also include OCD, ADD, and ADHD. Skin disorders, rashes, hives, psoriasis, rosacea, eczema. Some of this sound like you or family members. And again, some of the autoimmune issues I did not mention. Graves, lupus, Sjogren's, scleroderma, brain fog. You have brain fog, it's your gut. Difficulty focusing, concentration, it's your gut. Joint pain, think about it. If your gut is leaky, you're leaking, you're circulating undigested food particles and all this funky stuff in the body. It's contributing to inflammation. And I cannot tell you how many times one of the first things I see with a lot of people that have been chronically ill, and we start, I call it healing and sealing the gut, and I'll go through what that is in the next episode. But when you heal and seal the gut and you change what somebody's eating, all of a sudden, pain goes away. I've had clients, it almost brought me to tears, that were in chronic pain for over 2 decades. And it started going away within a matter of weeks to a few months. It was gone. And they had been on so many meds. So I'm going to leave you with these gems of information today. I want you to digest them. I really want to make sure that I am empowering you to take control of your hormones, to reclaim your hormones, to reclaim your lives. Oh, I'm going to get choked up. My whole mission with women, I want to help you become the best version of who you are. I want you to rock it until you leave this planet. I really do. I had an aunt, my Aunt Bee. I love my Aunt Bee. She made the most amazing sausage stuffing. I, to this day, my whole family, we talk about it. My Aunt Bee was in her 90s. She was on the phone with my Aunt Anna. They were having a great conversation. And Aunt Bee, God bless her, had an aneurysm and died right then. And my grandma, her mom, passed away in her sleep. So I look at when I'm going to go, I just want to boop, leave. And this woman was not on medication, by the way. I want to help you rock. I want to help you be the best version. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please, you know, share this with your friends. Leave a good review. And if you haven't already, please subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. You can also follow me on TikTok and Instagram. If you want to watch these episodes, you can go to my YouTube channel, The Hormone Lifestyle Zone with Meg Ricci, and subscribe. If what I shared with you today resonates with you and you feel like you're really struggling with your health issues, maybe it's time to set up a discovery call with me. Maybe it's time to do a gut hormone reset and we can figure out together what you need to get you back on track so you can thrive and do what you choose to do in this world to give birth to the best version of who you are. You can reach me or if you want to set up a discovery call. All my contact information is on my website at megricci.com. I want to thank all of you for joining me today. And I am sending you a big, big hug. And until we meet again, take good care of yourself and go rock this world. And thanks for joining me today on the Hormone Lifestyle Zone.